How much are you looking forward to later on today then, Bill?
Well, I think it'll be terrific. I mean, it's really all done in the morning. You know, you go there at 10 o'clock and I seem to have had an awful lot of calls from photographers, so I better get my hair in good position and shave properly. And then you get the award and it's all finished by 12 o'clock. And then I'll go off and have a little drinky-poo with some friends and my family, some of my family. And I'm really looking forward to it. I'm very honoured to be receiving it because some people say a bit too little, too late, but I don't think so. And some people say Friday the 13th, unlucky for some. Well, I don't think it's unlucky for me. I'm very proud. One thing I would want is that I've arranged so many times for congratulations to be played for the Queen Mother, for the Queen, and even Prince George got it played for him. So I said, it's about time you played it for me when I walk into the palace.
So, I mean, you've had such an amazing career, Bill. Just remind us of just how massive a career you've had.
Well, you know, I always think I've done nothing, but I suppose born in a tenement, my tenement's still there in Taranza Street in Govan. I was the first one to win the Eurovision Song Contest as a songwriter with Puppet on a String. Then Congratulations really did win it. And then I won it as a publisher with All Kinds of Everything. And I probably created, there's only ever been Beatlemania, and this band's not as good as the Beatles, but there's only ever been Roller Mania. There's never been George Michael Mania or Take That Mania. And they were a phenomenon. And being associated with Billy Connolly as his publisher and finding Van Morrison and many people, I just can't stop. I just enjoy doing what I'm doing. And that, they were thrills for me. And I suppose one of the great thrills was to have Elvis's last number one while he was still alive, a song called My Boy. And Elvis loved it because he was going through a divorce, and it was all about a divorce. And then I do all the proper things. I've been golf captain and members of livery companies and all kinds of things. So I like to give back, and I've been on the Performing Rights Society, the PRS, which collects the money for the songwriters. I was a board member for 15 years. The British Academy of Songwriters, Composers and Authors, I was a board member there for 10 years. I give back to the songwriters.
How important was it throughout your career, and even now as well, as you go to collect this award later this morning, that you remember your roots in Glasgow?
Oh, I've never forgotten my roots in Glasgow. I'm only disappointed my mother's not alive to... I mean, my father wouldn't, he probably wouldn't care less. No, he would have cared, but my mother was a driving force. And I'm very associated with Scotland. I won't mention the restaurants or I'll be promoting them, but I do go up there and see people, and I love Scotland. In fact, I want to live in Scotland, but I'm afraid my wife is English, and she feels that it's cold even in the summer. But I'll wear her down one day and I'll buy a house. Just to annoy her, I'll buy one up in the Isle of Skye. Well, I would like to say the MBE is not my last thing. I'm still hoping that I might get a knighthood like Ferguson, who I went comes from Govan and worked in the shipyards with me, Sir Alex Ferguson. And I feel that what they should inspire themselves to is very difficult. But, I mean, I literally was born 4 yards away from Fairfield Shipyard. I could see it every morning. And Billy Connolly was a welder. I was a marine engineer, and I was useless at it because all I wanted to do was write songs. And Alex Ferguson was the toolmaker, but he was the shop steward. Even in those days, he was bossing people about. And I think that they have to get their inspiration going. I've never had a benefit in my life, when I say benefit, going out and taken from the society. You have to work for everything. Nobody gives you it. And if your life is just to be handed out with benefits, then you're not going to get anywhere. It's very sad when it gets like that. And I think that I believe that it really is hard work. But it's hard work, but it's easy if you're enjoying what you're doing. And it's all very well for me to say that, or Billy Connolly or Alex Ferguson. But we worked hard to get to that position. I remember Billy being on the road for so long, and not being that successful and being but he was enjoying what he was doing. Alex was never a great manager and ended up doing a pub and then suddenly come back into management with Aberdeen, and I was exactly the same. Way back, some songs didn't get accepted, and songwriting's a series of disappointments. Every time you write something you think is great, but the easiest thing is to write a song, the hardest thing is to sell it, and then the most important thing is for the public to love it.
So what do you think the atmosphere will be like today when you go to collect this honour at Buckingham Palace?
Well, for me, the atmosphere today will be fantastic because I have four children and two of them are abroad. So I've got my number two daughter. I call them numbers. I forget their names. She's Alison. Number three is my son, Angus. Keep the old good Scottish name. And it will be a fabulous atmosphere because I'm putting on the tails and the whole bit, excuse me, and I'll have my tartan trousers on just to look the part. And then I'll savour the atmosphere, and I don't care who presents it, really. Quite honestly, I've met the Queen before. It'd be nice, but she's abroad, I think, and Charles is abroad, so who knows who it'll be. Maybe Prince Philip, but maybe I'd like it to be William. But to take in the atmosphere would be terrific for my children as well to see it. And then go out and have a few drinks.
Well, thank you very much. Is there anything else you'd like to say, Bill, on this at all?
Well, I would just like to say that I love Scotland. I've worked very hard. I left Scotland trying to be a songwriter when I was 21. I'm not sure that it's very easy. It's easier now for young people to do even in a room anywhere in the world. You had to go to London, Tin Pan Alley, or to the Brill Building in New York. And I fought hard for it. It took me a few years, and then suddenly I get songs recorded. But you must never give up. And I think that if your life is in the doldrums, change it. Go out there and think. Don't think, oh, I can't do that, and just go on the bevy or whatever you're going to do, if whatever kids are doing now, if it's drugs or whatever. Stop it and control yourself and concentrate and think, I can do that. And even if you don't do it and it knocks back, you get a knockback. I mean, none of my songs were successful for a few years, but I was in there. I had the B-side and the Bachelors and people like that and Ken Dodd until I got the big ones. And that's what you've got to have, is that discipline that you are going to do it and that belief in yourself. And there's a lot of good talent up there and a lot of young people that want to blossom out, but they're frightened to do it, but there's no such thing as fear, because I believe it's four-letter words make the world go round, and it's work, need, want, hate. You could take it all and go on with it. And I believe you've just got to want it, go out there, need it, and do your own life and enjoy your life. That's what I do.
Bill, thank you very much for talking to me.